We're joined by the head coach of the Arkansas State Red Wolves, Brian Harsin. Coach, thanks for your time this afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Coach, talk about coming down to Little Rock and having a little bit of, football camps going on starting later this week.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to that. Taking the staff and talk on Thursday and morning session with the young players, kindergarten through eighth grade, get a chance to work with the future Red Wolves and have the staff there doing drills and teaching the basic fundamentals players, and then advancing that into the ninth through seniors to be, and having a chance to get with the guys as well. So we're just looking forward to a full year, having a chance to be out there and people to come see us and be around our staff and get a chance to work with all those future Red Wolves and try to help the Arkansas community and football get better.
Coach, looking at your schedule this year, you open with UAPB there in Jonesboro, and then you hit the road to the SEC and taking on the Auburn Tigers. Give us a little bit of what are you expecting in your first year at Arkansas State?
Well, yeah, you know, just looking at that schedule, I think we have five games in 29 days, kind of the first half of the season there. And then we have two games in, I believe, 26, 27 days. And then we come back and finish up with five more games in about 30 days. So we've got an interesting schedule as far as that goes, just with that break in between. So it's going to be we're going to hit it hard early. We got very good teams in those first five teams that we play. And we have to be ready to go. We've got a short week after the Auburn game. We play Troy. And, you know, so for us through fall camp is just preparing ourselves for that five-week stretch against some very good opponents, and just making sure that we have our game plan and everybody's, you know, knowing what they're supposed to do play-wise and game plan-wise from the coaching staff, because we're not going to have any opportunities in there to have any off days. We just have to be prepared and ready to go, and that's why, you know, this summer and fall camp is so important to the success of those first five games.
And, Coach, when it comes to recruiting a little bit, how do your ties, you think, you know, being at the University of Texas and just the talent pool that the state of Texas has, you know, it's no secret that Texas has a lot more Division I prospects than the state of Arkansas. Do you look to recruit that state and use your connections there also?
Well, we do. But, you know, Arkansas is number one for us, and we're doing everything we can, you know, through spring recruiting, and really so much of it is what we're doing with these camps, you know, Little Rock and Texarkana, is getting a chance to get ourselves out there and around to some of the potential prospects in Arkansas, so they can come to us and make it more just a little sacrifice for them to come see us by us being able to get out into those areas. But Texas is an area that you know, having a chance to be there and be at the University of Texas and some of our connections on our staff. We built relationships with high school coaches there, some great relationships. We feel very strong about that area and our connections and the type of players that we've had at some of the different programs we've been a part of that have come from Texas. And so we're going to continue that pipeline and continue to build there. And, you know, we're very excited about, you know, what we've done so far and think that we can really grow and even do even a better job there.
And Coach, you know, your style as far as your offensive style from the University of Texas, and, you know, Arkansas State has had a little success the last couple of years. What do you look, you know, to change as far as your style of offense to what they were able to do the last couple of years to try to mesh those, or are they learning a whole new offensive system?
Well, you know, some of it
Coach, your phone's breaking up on us.
Can you hear me?
We got you.
We can now.
Okay. You know, when I took the job there, I had about 30 days to watch them practice and just to see how they operate. They've done a very good job, you know, on both sides of the ball. And, you know, for me, it was a great chance to look at, you know, stuff that I've done and how we can implement that. Maybe use some terminology so it's not all brand new and blend it and try to get up to run spring then
coach
spring.
Coach, we're gonna have to try, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second. We're gonna have to try and get our producer to get a better line with you because the phone just keeps breaking up on us. We have Brian Harsin head football coach of Arkansas State University. You're going to see if he might be around a landline phone, and we can get him on a landline today, because obviously having a little bit of problem with his cell phone. Let's try Coach Harsin again. Coach, you there?
I am. Hey, guys, sorry about that.
Hopefully all good.
Better connection here.
Yeah, it's a lot better connection now. Coach, your time.
I'll tell you why it's breaking up. Coach Hamden and Coach Drinkwitz and myself were at the Tennessee Titans today. So we're out doing a little professional development, had a chance to watch them practice, and just talking a little bit of football offensively specifically. So we're trying to grow our knowledge as football coaches, and I was stuck back in there in a couple rooms, and I made my way back out of the facility here. They're pretty cautious about guys just walking around. So
yeah, especially on telephones.
Be there.
Without
yeah.
your name yeah. tag. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a lot of good looks walking through there, like, what are you doing? Trying to explain to
them. Was Coach Dow Loggins there? Did you get a chance to talk with him a little bit?
Matter of fact, that's just who I was with right when I made the phone call and told him I had to come talk to you guys. And he's been great. We've been in there having a chance to speak with him and learn some of the things they're doing and how they're doing it. And just it's been very, very good for us.
Yeah, I got to play with Dow Loggins. We were at Arkansas together, and you want to talk about a guy that's knowledgeable and loves the game. He just loves some football. He just really does.
Well, there's no doubt. He's been spectacular just with us today, and they got high school coaches here as well, and so it's been a great day. And the Tennessee Titans, you know, hats off to them, just how they've treated us and what they've done for us.
Brian, back to this next year, obviously you've got a schedule that especially the non-conference schedule looks pretty tough. You're playing two teams from the SEC, but in conference, Idaho comes onto the schedule this year, and I guess you know a lot about the type of talent that they like to recruit from your time at Boise State, do you not?
I do. You know, it was interesting, you know, to have them back on the schedule from not playing them, you know, for a while, but I know what type of team they are. I know the talent and the areas they recruit, like you said, and you know, I know the type of challenges we're going to be facing, you know, playing that team. It'll be a tough, hard-nosed team, and luckily we have them here this year. And, you know, we'll look forward to the challenge there, but we know it'll be a challenge for us. And like you said prior to that, I mean, we do our non-conference schedule. It's going to be difficult. You know, we understand that. And so as we prepare through fall camp, you know, we're all keeping that in mind in those first five games that we've got to bring our A game, every one of them, to compete and try to win those games.
Coach, the non-conference schedule for a school like Arkansas State, sometimes you have to go play those money games. Talk about the future. Who would you like to see on your non-conference schedule?
Yeah, good question. You know, and that's a tough one for me to answer. I mean, there's a lot of teams that are very good. What I'm always looking for is, you know, I want to make sure that we have a chance to go in there and compete and win. That's what every coach wants to do. And I think if we're taking care of our business and doing what we're supposed to be doing, we're going to have a chance to do that regardless of who we play and the scheduling part of it. Now, making sure that when it's scheduled and where it's scheduled also helps us, you know, with going into our conference schedule, because when it's all said and done, we want to be able to compete in conference. We want to be able to win conference, and that's our goal. And so, however the non-conference schedule lays out who we play, it just needs to make sure that it works with what we're trying to get done conference-wise.
I do got a question about recruiting. When you, Coach, when you look out there and you're looking at prospects and everything, what are a couple things you look at? I know you can't talk about individual prospects, but you know, like speed, size, what you know, some Urban Meyer made it clear when he went to Ohio State he wanted to recruit speed and get faster. What do you look at when you look at your team? Do you want to get bigger, faster, stronger? I know you always want to get you know, bigger, faster, stronger, but what are some needs that you're going to look for the next couple years in recruiting?
Yeah, you know, from the physical standpoint, I mean, you always want to get bigger. You know, you'd like to have guys that have size. Now that doesn't mean everything there, but you like to grow your team in size and have all those other qualities with speed and toughness and all that. But, you know, we're really looking for, when it's all said and done, if you get through the film, what type of person and character are we going to get on this football team? Will they fit our philosophies and the way we do things around here? And we start to really dive into what really matters. And, you know, his character, we dive into his academic and how well he's doing, and can he graduate, and will he graduate, and does he want to? Those are things that are important to us. We want him to walk out with that piece of paper. That's number one. And then, you know, just the type of program and background, those things are important in the recruiting part of it, too. So you have relationship with the coaches and families, and it really becomes about, you know, that type of connection. And we're obviously going to find good football players, but there's so much more to it when it comes down to getting through just what you see on tape and finding out about the person is where I think the magic really happens. And then when you've got the right connection, then I think you've got something really special there.
Coach, when you took over this Arkansas State program, can you talk about the foundation that Steve Roberts, Hugh Freeze, Gus Malzahn, what they were able to do with Arkansas State now before you got there?
Right. Yeah, you know what? I mean, a lot of good things, you know, I saw. I mean, especially this last class with Ryan Applin's class and Nate Harold and guys that came out of there, you know, that was from Steve Roberts. You know, obviously there was a strong push there towards the end in recruiting. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, through all these classes, and I have a lot of respect for these players going through it myself as a player, being through four head coaches, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, there's faces, new faces up there, new philosophies, new ways of doing things. And what I can say about our team is they've embraced that. I think each and every time they've shown that, and fully expect them to do the same and to continue what they've done with this staff so far because they've been successful. So the type of players, from a mentality standpoint, you know, I would say have been tough from all those staffs because they've been able to handle, you know, these different transitions in coaching. And you know, I'm proud of those guys for that and want to continue it and make sure that we establish something here for a while with our staff and these players. And you know, next year we're talking about the same offense, same defense, and getting better and talking about the details of how to improve what we're doing.
Coach, the times for the camps this week, what are they?
Yeah, we'll be in Little Rock on Thursday. And for the little guys, that's K through 8 there. That's going to be at 7 a.m. until 8:30 is going to be registration. Get there early so we can get you signed in and get you going. And then the afternoon from noon till, I think, 1:30, 2 o'clock. And then we'll get started with our high school camps in the afternoon. We encourage walk-ups. To be there. We want as many future Red Wolves to show up for both camps. We'll have our staff out there. We want a chance to coach you and show you stuff that we're learning and different drills are going to make you better football players. So that's what we want. We just want to get as many people around a War Memorial there as we can.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. And I understand the last time you were on one of the shows here in Little Rock on the Buzz Radio Network that you got backed into a corner. I definitely didn't want to do that today with you.
I don't know if I got backed in there. I was ready. Let me just say that. It was exciting news, and it made for an exciting day. So it all worked out fine, and we're looking forward to what's happening with our scheduling and the future of the Red Wolves football program.
Coach, I was in Destin at the spring meetings, and word got down there quickly.
Well, good. Then it worked.
It worked.
So we got what we wanted there. And, you know, I just reverted that all back to Terry Mahajer. So when it was all said and done, I got to do the fun part. He had to deal with all the other stuff. And we had a good day that day, and people were great there. And, you know, we hope we have the same type of reception when we bring our staff down there to coach up these guys that are coming to camp.
Coach, looking forward to having you guys in Central Arkansas. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, likewise. Thank you.